Love is not inflated with self-importance. Once again, as we are reflecting on the characteristics of love, love is not inflated with self-importance. I'm sure you have met a few people who believe they are the most important people in the room. I have been with great men and women at different places in ministry. I have been with great leaders of all kinds and the ordinary folks of daily life. I distinctly remember a man named Taiki. Everyone called him Taiki. Taiki was a simple carpenter and a wonderful, wonderful gentleman who attended church regularly and visited with his friends very often. When he came around, he gave no vibes of arrogance or grandeur. In Taiki, you met a simple man who lived his life beautifully, yet powerfully. Of course, no one knew that until he died. When he died, I was amazed to see the number of people he had touched by his simplicity. That is one funeral we could not accommodate in our church, even though more than 1,000 could be seated. It's not what we think less of ourselves, but we think less about ourselves. Once again, humility is not that we think less of ourselves, but we think less about ourselves. I found this to be so true. There is nothing which becomes inflated in our presence, and so nothing pops and breaks when we are around. Nothing falls to the ground from up above because we are grounded. Humility makes us stand on the level ground. Our importance comes from our ability to be real, human, tangible, and present, as one among those who struggle with life and all kinds of situations in life and are not able to find answers to all problems that they face. If you are ever tempted with the idea of self-importance, remember this. The more you inflate yourself, the easier it is for someone else to pop your inflation, and you will be deflated very quickly. Now, to put these ideas into context, what is important when you are with someone you love and care about is the someone you are with and not yourself. When you are in the company of someone else, it is the other who gives you company and blessings. Acknowledging this simple principle will help us to be grounded in relationship and in love. Knowing what makes you true is what you recognize in the other with you. Let me bring that again. What is important when you are with someone you love and care about is the someone you are with and not yourself. Hard to take it. Very hard to take it, because if you truly love, it is not about yourself, it is about the other. Because love is not inflated with self-importance. Love is actually inflated with the importance of the other. And so today, that's my prayer for you. That as you drive, as you go to different places, as you meet different people in life, remember this. What is important is the other. And what makes your life meaningful is because you are in the company of the other, who is the most important of all realities at this moment in your life. And that can be applied to anyone and everyone, including the closest to you, your spouse, and your children. May that be your blessing. Amen.